You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 140. So Doctor Who resumed on BBC America this weekend after a holiday layoff. That means that North American viewers are only now up to Amy's Choice, Episode 7, The Halfway Point, which is a good time to take a look at the trajectory of our lead characters in the first half. I've appreciated all of the positive feedback to last week's episode 138, when I suggested that the Doctor's subconscious is at work in remaking his personality after each regeneration. Toby Jones as the Dream Lord helped demonstrate that. The Doctor is caught between who he wants to be, who he thinks he needs to be, and who he genuinely is. Now that last piece is really elusive right now. But Amy Pond's inner character is almost as inscrutable. Karen Gillan had me at Mr. Grumpy Face. She and Matt Smith are both brilliant actors, but there's something missing from both of their characters, something in the writing that may yet crystallize at the end of the season, but hasn't yet. It's hard for me to explain except by offering an example. After Amy's Choice, we're shown and told that Amy loves Rory and vice versa, but what we didn't see in those 7 episodes is a reason why they love each other. What does Amy see in Rory? Is it just that he put up with her playing doctor in their childhood? Is it that he's been Ross to her Rachel, eternally pining for her until she realizes he'd do anything for her? And what is it about Amy, beyond her looks, that fascinates Rory? We get some answers in Doctor Who Confidentials, or we're given the space to draw our own conclusions, but this isn't Mickey and Martha returning for a cameo. This is a continuing story. Perhaps it's the influence of a showrunner with a comedy rather than a soap opera background, but until episode 7, we've seen glimpses of our characters, not profiles. And while that's been more consistent with the spirit of the classic series, it's also somewhat cheapened the impact of Amy's Choice. The why of characterization is important to me. And as much as I am enjoying Series 5, I do miss that ingredient. And that was your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 8th. You can find more podcasts at twominutetimelord.com. Just click on the archives. Leave a review or subscribe at iTunes. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.